says an extra time kli by sherwitz, an extra time kli by mace. So I learned out one from the other. Just like by mace, it's metame mikol kli maisa, holadin sherwitz is metame kol kli maisa. Shrashi kli kli bishrotsim siv kol kli ashayat malocha. Megufa de kro de shrotsim le motzi yalef. Tashayasa malocha lav kli tatlet lav kli tashit mashim. The Moravaita, what's the next part of the Brisa? Brisa said, Moistiv sak ala begid. A sack has a bigger chidish than a begid does. Shematama mishamor. That's matama of a din orig. Freddy Gemara oto begid lav orig. What do you mean a sack? A sack has a bigger din than a begid. A begid is also a woven piece of material. So what do you mean sack has a bigger chidish? That's matama mishamor, a woven piece of material. Avada begid is also woven. Shrashi sack who also minoitza shalitim. A stam sack is made out of the hair of goats. Goats hair. Shafal pi sheinorug. Even though it's not really woven, elo kalua. Something has kli. It's like braided. Cotton oisa minoitza shalitim. You make a little braid that you made from the hair of the goats. Litlis by bot the nefesh tzava bitoy. That you hang it like a bracelet around the neck of your daughter. Is Tomei, the Chiddush is this this bracelet, this necklace is Makabel Tumah. Shedakla Bekach, this is the Derech, the Tach Shetu, Vachikom, this is the Pshaf and the Posi. Shetomei Mishumorig V'yafal Pi Sheinorig. The Chiddush of a sack, that means the hair of goats, has the Chiddush sometimes, even though you do not really weave it, it's not really woven, but since that's the Derech to make a, like a necklace out of this hair of the goats, that's also called like a beggar that's makabotum. That's Psham the Gemara. Hochid comes at the Gemara. Moisev sakala begit. Sak has a bigger chidish than begit. Rafa pi shein orig. Even though it's not really woven, the pieces, the hairs of the goat, is not woven together, still it's tummy. For the Gemara, my chazit, but what is it used for? What kind of necklace do you make out of goats here? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, shekein oni koleya sholosh nimin v'toylo. Yeah, a poor person, how does he make a necklace for his daughter? He takes the hair of goat's skin, of goat hair, and he braids it together, and he makes a necklace out of it. So the chiddush is that this braiding is also has a tummy as if it was woven together. Trashi koleya gimelim and gimel chutin shel matva shel neitzah shlitzim tzvui. You take a colorful three hairs and you wove it and you braid it together. But leib betzav bitzrashu kliyosai. Here the chiddush is this braiding zui arigosa. That's considered as if you are wove it. Meyacheshu tovi, since it was spun. Kli arminan gabi tichi chilosai breish prickling we had before. The korali orig is considered woven. The Gemara says the chiddush here is that sack, even though it's not woven, it's not mamish woven together. So the chiddush is from sack that even though you only have the hair of the goats which was spun, but the chiddush is though, even though it's not mamish woven, but since it's koleya, since it's braided together, and this is a derech to make necklaces that way. So when the hair is spun and braided together, that's also a type of an ariga to mekabel tumah. So there's a chiddush that tzak has a bigger din than begid. Begid is only mekabel tumah if you mamish take the material and weave it together. But by sack, even though it's not mamish woven, it's just braided together. That's the chiddush that's also considered a begid to mekabel tumah. So the Gemara Tana Rabbon, sack. The Pasuk says sack is makabel tumah. Ain li yela sack. I only know mama sack is makabel tumah. That is the hair of goats. Drash yela sack. For also lil vayish royim. It's also meant that the pastures, the shepherds use it. That's what it's made for. So therefore, it's called a begid. How do I know minayin le rabbi says takilkli? How do I know kilklis rashi masor shasus? How do I know the blanket we put over a horse? Reels fiesta chavak, it's Rashi Vukif. That's the type of the part, the bottom part of the saddle. For oisim oisim minut shlizim, you make it out of hair of goats. Tovi the orig, it's taka spun, and it's also orig together. How do we know this is also makabel tumah? It may be only a sock means that's the beged that the royim, a person, a man wears. How do we know even the begodim used for a sus is also makabel tumah? Talmud loyim oisak. The pasuk says oisak. So even the begodim you make for a sus is also makabel tumah. So anything you make from goat's ear, even rope, pashut rope, maybe that's also makabel tumah. Trash yochoshani marbre achavolam v'yamashichos. Shoysin linda, you use rope to measure things with. For koleim in hanoitza, how do you make this rope? You braid with the hair of the goats. K'moyshe nitlash v'yeinoy tovi. Here the chesaron is, though it was not spun together. It's not doma to what we make before the necklace for the daughters liel. To osam tovi over there, at least it was spun. For zuhi arigosai, before the chiddush was the sack, since it's spun and you braid it, that's considered like an ariga, like it was woven together. But here, when you make string and rope, you do not first spin it. There's no tovi. It's just on braiding the hair together. That's the chiddush. That's not called oru. But this is the more. I would think even this also is good. Talmud loyim a sack. No, the pasuk says dafka sack. Ma sack tovi v'yoru. Ma sack has a mile a koponim. It was spun together first, and then you made an arigo, or else a clear braiding. Afko tovi v'yoru. It has to at least be spun together. Mashenkin here, the strings, the ropes, are not spun, it's just braided together the hair of the izim. That's not mekabel tumah, that's not called the beged, it's not doma to sack. So tomorrow now, Harei Yoen Levimeis, says, Akam, we're talking about by tumah sheretz, and if the sheretz touches the beged becomes tumah. Who are then the sheretz touches a sack, it's also mekabel tumah. And even the chiddush was, even though a sack mamish wasn't woven, but a beer was spun the hair together and then braided, that's also enough to makabel tumah. The Gemara now already went with the mace. It says now by tumas mace, the whole kli or any type of a kli made out of skin, the whole mice isim, and anything you make out of goat's hair is makabel tumah. His chato, you have to be metairit. If a mace touched it, it's makabel tumah, you have to be metairit. Is l'rabbis ha-kilkoli v'yesachabak. It's marabra that even the blanket you put over the sus, the horse, or else you put under the saddle, that's also makabel tumah. Yochel, I would think, shani marabra yesachabolom yesamashichos. Maybe a kol pono by tumas mace. Since the pasuk says kol, I would think even rope and cord that's not spun together first, just braided the hair, maybe that's enough of a kli to makabel tumas mace. So Rashi hoil v'ktiv koil, the pasuk says koil. The more navadinu, really in svar that should be like that. Valti maybe sheretz, the Torah was matame, a sheretz kid matame kelim. V'ti me b'mace, and the Torah gave a parasha mace. So the mace touches kelim, it's also matamari. Ma kishetim me b'sheretz, just like what the Torah said, the sheretz is matame begodim. Loiti me elatavi v'yorig, it's only matame begodim. That with the hair of the izim was first spun and then woven. Af kishtim b'mase hu adin. When the Torah gave a parsha that a b'mase touches begodim, it's matama the begodim. I tell you also loytim el tavi v'yorig. Only if the begodim was first spun together and then woven, mashenkein ropes and cord that are not spun together should not be makabel tumah even from a mase. El tavi v'yorig. Hainim, for the Gemara name, but in Svar, maybe not like that. Hainim Hekel, but Tomei Sheretz. If the Torah was Mekel by Tomei Sheretz, that a Sheretz, if it touches rope, it's not Metamarit, I'll tell you, Shikal, Bala, because it itself is a cool Dikadin. Sheretz is only Metamah for one day. Mekel, but Tomei Mace, who didn't you want to be Mekel by Tomei Mace? Shikhamura? A mace is a more chomadik tumah. If a mace touches something, it's tumah for 7 days. So since it's a more chomadik tumah, maybe by mace, if it touches rope, the rope is yemakabel tumah. Trashi v'dinu shloi narbe. That's what starts off. It's a svara. We should not be marba. For loitzara krolam would only the pasuk for it. And then the Gemara says, no. Hein t'miyahu v'chi d'var m'chayinu. That's what you're saying in svara, not in marba. Is that true? Faket in svara, I'd say, I don't run out. mace from Sheretz. Sheretz is a more kal. The Gedinus only told me one day. Mashenke mace is more chomer. So tomorrow, Talmud Leimah, therefore, I need a posik. It says, Begit b'yor. Begit b'yor l'gzei reshova. I have a begit b'yor for gzei reshova to learn out Hilchas mace from Tumah Sheretz. Nema begit v'yor b'sheret. It says the words begit v'yor by the pasher b'sheret, that if a sheret touches begodim, it's metamrit. V'nema begit v'yor b'meis, and it says in the pasher of meis also the word begit v'yor. Adazoy my begit v'yor v'ama b'sheret. Just like the word begit v'yor that says in the pasher of sheret. Loiti melotov v'yor v'gatzoni metamo material that was first spun together and then woven or at least braided. Mashen kein ropes and cord that is not spun together is not metamim. Tamakav tumo is av begid v'yor home of a mace. The same thing when the Torah in the pasha of mace says the word begid v'or, I tell you loitima elo tovi v'yor. Torah was only metamim if a mace touches a begid that was first spun and then woven. Lafuke cord and rope which was not spun together is not metamim for mace. Tomorrow my begid v'or home of a mace. Just like the beg, now we'll learn out the other way around. Just like the begad board that says in the parasha of Nes, Tima kol mais izim, it's metama all type of izim goats. Ah begad v'or v'oma b'sheretz, the same thing. The Torah says begad v'or by parasha sheretz, Tima kol mais izim. It's metama any type of material you make from the izim. Still, maybe only something that comes out of goats. Goats here, material you make from goats. How do I know if you're making material out of the hair from a horse? From the tail of a cow. How do I know that material is also in the Kabbalah? Talmud Loimah Oisak. Pasuk says Oisak. Oisak is a ribui lav dafka from material made out of goat. Who was in material made out of a horse or a cow? For the more of a fictile kukula the chavak, who needed the word oisak atom yechidish, that's makabo tuma, the saddle or the cover over a horse. For the more by shorts, for the more hani mili mak mekane the late gzereshova. That's only before we have the gzereshova of sheretz to mace. Now the hastel yasti gzereshova. Now that we have the gzereshova for mace to sheretz and sheretz to mace, it was a icy lay. It's left over the word oisak. So oisak now tells me lav dafka material made from ezim from goats. Who are the material made from cows or from horses? The only yellow the sheretz. Maybe this oisak now is only a ribui by sheretz. That if a sheretz touches a begodim made from a horse or from a cow, it's makabel tumah. Namely, yellow the sheriff, the tumah mace. Then, how do we know if a mace touches a begad made out of a horse skin, or a horse hair, or a cow hair? How do we know it's makabel tumah? The more of a dinu, they are known svarim. Tima the mace, terus by the pasher of tumah the mace, the tima the sheriffs. Ma pisha tima the sheriffs. Just like when the terus said the tumah a sheriff touches begodim, also dovri abo mizon basus, any type of material that comes from the tail of a horse. From the tail of a cow. Kemais Ezim has the same halach, like it comes from Ezim, from goats. Is Av Kishatim B'Meis, the same thing when the Torah gave a parasha of Tomei, Begodim. By Meis, I'll tell you, Osa Dover, Habo Mizon of Asus, even though the Torah only says the Ferish Mais Ezim, things coming out of goats. But I'll tell you, no, learn out Meis from Sheretz, that is Lav Davk, it has to be from goats. Who are the material made from horse or made from a cow? Mizonav Apora, Kemai Sezim Hain, Abizoy. So I'll learn out Nase from Sheretz. So Kumar Nain, in Hirba Batumas Eret, the Torah was Ma Batuma by Sheretz, is only Tommy for one day. Shimruba. Shimruba is a Grashimin, Chakol Hamagoy is Tumas Eret. Hain bein de sheretz un nevelo shichvazere maga zava maga tome meis. When there are a lot of type of magois that make a tumor of one day. Sinevater was only machmir by tumas, erev as something that's metam you for one day, because you have a lot of cases in the Torah like that. Mashenkin narbe betumas shiva. You want to be marbe who adim when a mace touches a beged made out of horse or made out of a cow here, cow tail, sheed muetis. It's only a small amount. You don't have that much tumas that's metam 7 days. Only a mace has that chiddush. Maybe a mace doesn't have this chiddush to metam of the godim from cows and from horses. Talmud loyme beged v'yor. That's why we need xera shava beged v'yor. Beged v'yor xera shava. Nema beged v'yor b'sheretz. It says beged v'yor by sheretz. V'nema beged v'yor b'mace. And it says beged v'yor also in the parasha of mace. V'zeh havalimit of xera shava. Ma beged v'yor om b'sheretz. Just when the Torah says beged v'yor by sheretz. Osa dover habo mizon of asus. O mizon of haporo kemais izim. Material made from a horse or made from a cow is also makabel tumum. Is that beged v'yor harm of a mate? The same thing with the Torah says beged or b'meis or sedover habo mizon of asus. It makes material made from the tail of a horse or mizon of a poro, the tail of a cow. K'maisa izim. That's the same halacha like k'maisa izim. The Gemara Shnor Mufna. This Gzeirah Shav is extra on both times. This Beged War was extra both cases. Dilav Mufna is not extra on equal and Mufna. I can still get the Pirch on this Gzeirah Shav. Ma'alish Sheretz Shekain Metama Bechadosha. I'll tell you, Sheretz has another Chumr to it. That no matter how small the Sheretz is, even the size of a lentil, still is Metama. Ma'ashen came by Mace. We know you have to have at least the Gzeirah of a Mace. So since the mace has to have a shear, maybe I can't learn out the chumrah of sheretz, that it's a metame, even material made from horse and cow, to mace. Since mace, tumas mace, dafkan easily kazais, it doesn't have this chumrah to metame, even b'chadosha, so I can't learn out the mace from sheretz. But since it's a mufna, it's an extra, the word oy beged is extra, so since it's extra, the Torah puts it here to tell us, even though there's a Pirchan Xavier Shavas, still I learn out one from the other. So the Gemara Layef Nuyamus, it's like the true texture. Michti, Sheretz is Kishta Shich Vazera. Sheretz, the Torah says it right near the Tumah of Shich Vazera. The Echsev, the Pasuk says, Ish HaShatetim Emen Shich Vazera. A man that comes out of him Shich Vazera. The Somachlai, right after the Pasuk says, Ish HaShayigah B'chol Sheretz. If a person touches any Sheretz, the Torah says by the tumah of Sheikh Vazer is also Navatumah. If it touches Kalim, it's Matama the Kalim. The Pasuk says, V'chol Beged, V'chol Or, Ashiyiya Olo Sheikh Vazer. On any Beged the Sheikh Vazer goes, is Beged V'or, the Kosar Rachmoni B'Sheres Lomli. Of the since the Pasuk says by Sheikh Vazer, that if it touches any Beged V'or, it's Matama, why does the Torah have to Chazer over again by Sheretz also and say the word Beged V'or? Since the two parshas are one next to another, let's learn out Sheretz is Metama Beged V'yor because it's next to the parsha of Sheikh Vazera. So the Torah said by Sheikh Vazera Beged V'yor, it should have been enough. Why does the Torah repeat itself again by the parsha of Sheretz and say again Beged V'yor? The Lamai is an extra Beged V'yor to make this Gzeira Shavah to learn out that just like by Shrotzim, even though the material is made out of a horse tail and a cow tail is Mekabel Tumah, who are din by mace also is Mekabel Tumah from a mace. Shemamin is more lafnuye. That's extra. This Beged V'yor is extra. So it's more vakati mufti mitzadecha. It's only extra from one side. Honikla mandiyo mufti mitzadecha the maiden vei meshivim. One sheet to his vaiti kines any krashes any pirchas any zeber shavim. Ella mandiyo mula maiden vei meshiv. No, it's only extra from one side. We yes krashes maik lemeimu. Here you can yes a krashe sheretz is mochama because it's matama b'chadosha. So the Gemara Naikla Meimah, the Mace Namiach Nuya Mufna, Enoch Nami, it's Mufna on both sides, even by Mace. Michti, Mace is also Ishkuz of Sheikh Vazera. The Echsiv and Ageya Bechol Tomei Nefesh, or Yisra Shatetsu Men of Sheikh Vazera. Or Echsiv Beshech Vazera Bechol Bega Bechol Or. Or Bezei Beged Vor, the Kosh Rachmona by Mace Lomali. What a Terat Achazra of Nochmo by Mace also Beged Vior. Shemamina Lach Nuya, it's a Rai, it's extra. In other words, the Terat Sheikh Vazera next to Sheretz and next to Mace. You're holding on that Samech Dalet Omer Aleph. The last Gemara we have in the middle of the Shiloh was we were learning out that Tomei Meis could also be Metama Begid, that's Lav Dafka made out of Ezim, goat hair, but made out of hair from the tail of a horse or the tail of a fur. How do we know it from? We have Gzeir Shava. The Gemara came out, both sides of Gzeir Shava have to be empty, Afnuyi. Because if not, we could ask the Kasha, maybe only by Sheretz has this Chumrah, because Sheretz has a Chumrah, it's Metam even Bechadosha. Even a small insect is Metam Mashayin. And by Meish, you have to have at least a Gezayis. So Gemara said, yes, both of them are Mufne. Last Gemara was Michti. Sheretz is Kish Tashich Vazera. Sheretz. Michti. Meis is Kish Tashich Vazera. Meis is hukash to shich v'zera. The still the pasuk says when a gay b'chotomei nefesh, v'yish hashatet yomeno shich v'zera. So it says by shich v'zera also tumas me'il ksir b'shich v'zera v'chol begid v'chol or. It says by shich v'zera begid v'or, and it says the pash of tomei meis next to the pash of shich v'zera. But b'zoi or begid v'or the kosher rachamona b'meis lomeli. What do I have to say a second time by meis begid v'or for? Lomeli, what do I have to say it for? Yishramina laf nuyeh. Tell me that it's extra. Come to say Zai by Meis, it's extra. The word begid v'yor, and the word in by Sheretz is extra. The word begid v'yor. Therefore, have this very shofa that's movement from both dodim. So I learn now, just like by Sheretz, the Torah says a begid tamei, even made out of horse hair or made out of a cow's tail. Who are din by Meis? If a Meis touches a begid made out of a horse tail or a cow's tail, is also mekabatum. So the more of it, the pasuk says, "V'nikra v'eskor ben Hashem, isha shemotza kli zohov." This is by after the Muhammad with Midyan, they brought a korban for a kapor. What did they bring for the korban? They brought the kli kesef. They brought the jewelry, atzado v'tzomid tabas ogi v'kumas. Different type of jewelry they brought and gave to Moshe to bring for a korban for a kapor. Omer Reb Lozo ogo. What does ogo mean? Zed the fush esel dodim. That's the fush. Vaistoy Zatrashi Shemanachas Boy. It was a piece of jewelry that they made like a bra to put around to put by the dodim, the breast. So they brought this piece of jewelry to Moshe. That's the fus shel dodim. Kumat, what does kumas mean? They had the fus shel beiserechim. They used to put vaita by the mokum erva, the Yishtuyus used to wear a piece of jewelry there. So that piece of jewelry also they brought to Moshe. Omer Rabbi Yosef. Ihochia bizoy hainudum targumin minon, this is the pshat from the targum, this postik mochuch. That what laughing? That means dovra mevu de gichuch. These things like inyan of znus, of the dod and the breast and the mokam erva, these things bring the day gichuch of laughing. Omalei rabba, migufu de krosh mamina, from the gufa posik also I know these types of jewelry means by the mokam erva. But it says kumos, what's the pshat in the word? Kumos, kan mokam zima. Here is a mokam zima. Trashi gichuch leitzonis. Moshe got angry at the heads of the Muhammad, people of the Muhammad. Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Rav Baravua. Omer lehen Moshe liYisrael. Moshe asked the Klal Yisrael. Shemo chazatim lekukulachem. It's how come you bring in a kapor now you want to bring korban? Mashma, you did a chetna, you did znus again. When you're having the Muhammad, will you chayze to the avera of znus? Harishon lekukulachem. Harishon. Or Mulay, he answered back, Loi, Nifkadim Menu Ish. No, not one of us was killed. It's Rashi, Loi Nechsa Midis Yudis. Now one of us did Znus, we didn't do the Aveira. Omalahem, Imkeim Kaparu, Loi Mu'ibazoi, how come you want to bring a carbon now? What do you want to bring a Kaparu? To have a Kaparu for? Or Mulay, they answered back to Moshe, In Midei Aveira Yitzanu, even though we were clean from doing a Chet Mamish, of the Midei Hiru Loi Yitzanu, we were not Yitzah from Hiru Aveira. They want to bring the korban to Hashem because that hero, as they were maharer, they saw the pretty ladies by the Muhammad and they were maharering them. Tanya the Rabbi Shmuel, Nifnei Ma Hutzuchu Yisrael Shabbos Tadol Kapora. How come the Yidden there needed a kapora? Nifnei, because what chet did they do when they went to have the Muhammad with Midyan? Shezonu.